Welcome to this self-compassionate coach meditation, which might be helpful for us to cultivate motivation with more kindness and compassion, instead of self-criticism. Now, finding a comfortable position, you may choose to sit upright on a cushion, in a chair, or to lie down on your back on a mat or a bed, seeing if you can maintain a sense of ease and yet wakefulness throughout the practice. Now gently closing your eyes if that feels right for you, or leaving your eyes open slightly, establishing your intention to begin the practice today, gently reflecting on why this practice is important for you and your journey. As you continue to settle more deeply, beginning to notice the experience that you are having right now, in the mind and in this body, just staying with whatever it is. Now, shifting your attention to reflect on something in your main performance area you would like to transform. This can be a behavior, a habit, or a tendency that you might have felt for a while is unhelpful, unproductive, getting in your way, and causing stress to you or others. For example, I don't train and practice hard and long enough. I cannot focus and come up with brilliant ideas at team meetings. I always let my teammates down and screw up. I'm not productive and efficient. I fear to ask for support. Being aware of what and how you often say to yourself. That is the inner critical language you use after an off-peak performance event when you haven't done as well as you expected. And noticing any feeling, emotion, or story associated with that happening. It is okay if you feel difficult and overwhelming reflecting on this moment. You can always choose to return to your breath. And once you feel stabilized and ready, then continuing to watch any thoughts, emotions, or images that arise from that reflection. Now, taking a moment to acknowledge the impact of the inner critic has brought to you, not just on your performance, but also on your well-being confidence, health, or relationships. Maybe saying to you, "That hurts. I feel really painful and sad." If that feels right, you may experiment with offering yourself a self-compassionate gesture, like placing a hand or both hands on your chest, on your heart, or crossing your arms to hold and hug your body. Now acknowledging what the inner critic is doing from time to time. Perhaps saying, "Yes, I see you. I know you are just trying to protect me from getting hurt, looking bad, or failure. You can relax now. You may go if you wish to. I can handle it. Thank you." Now, when you are ready, making some space for the inner compassionate coach to arrive. This is a coach full of kindness and compassion who accepts you as you are without any condition. This coach always wants to encourage you to perform at your best. Perhaps you may experiment with pausing and considering what this coach might look like and sound like. You might bring to mind a person you know who has been supportive in your life. Or this can just be an inspiring figure or someone you would respect as a role model. Taking a moment to reflect or imagine how you felt or might feel when this person worked together with you to achieve your goals and aspirations. And this person always wanted to let you know you have everything you need to make this happen. And this coach is willing and happy to offer love, kindness, acceptance, resilience, grit, and any qualities you can imagine to support you along the way. So now, on your next inhalation, imagine you are breathing in these compassionate coach qualities to this body. And when you breathe out, gently saying to yourself, as a self-compassionate coach, and offering yourself the following phrases: "May I feel strong and focused. May I be brave and confident. May I be kind to myself. May I be free from fear and inner harm. May I be resilient in difficult times. May I appreciate my own value and strengths. Now continuing by choosing two or three phrases which resonate to you the most, or coming up with your own compassionate phrases, and then repeating these in your own time. When you are ready, gently releasing the phrases and allowing yourself to rest in their experience. Noticing the impact. And gently resting in stillness. As this self-compassionate coach meditation comes to an end, acknowledging the time you have just spent to cultivate a greater inner quality of loving-kindness and self-compassion to support you live and perform more mindfully, even when things is challenging from time to time. Taking a few deeper than normal in-breaths, and then releasing with audible out-breaths.